All right, we're back here in this Outdoor Report, second half of our conversation with Jason Snyder from Marquette, talking Lake Superior surfing. I appreciate you sticking around with us.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
And let's continue talking about getting out on Lake Superior. We touched on the fact that most of the best surfing on Lake Superior tends to be during storms.
Yep.
It tends to be during colder weather.
Absolutely.
And I think we should probably talk a little bit about safety first.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of hazards when surfing comes into play. You know, you're in the water, so water's moving. You don't know necessarily which direction it's moving, how it's moving. Are you going to be caught in a rip current? Are you going to be held under by waves or the rocks under the water? For the most part, those aren't huge concerns, but you need to know about them because there are places that it becomes an issue. And when it becomes an issue, there is no rescue that can come and talk to you. You know, I'm friends with the police chief, I'm friends with the fire chief, and they've both said, we can't really get out there and get you.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a problem, you are completely on your own, or hopefully you have another surfer that's there with you. So, you know, you called me in because of a Facebook post of my face totally frozen over.
Yeah,
it was in icicles.
Incredible.
And this is a very dangerous thing. You need to be careful. And it's something that your listeners should know. Like, you can't just grab a wetsuit and a surfboard and go paddle out. You're going to get yourself into trouble and you're going to get other people into trouble who are trying to rescue you. It's a mentored sport. It's something you got to take time to learn what's right and what's wrong. You got to do it with good gear because, you know, I've been out in 0 degree weather for 2 or 3 hours out in the water to go surfing, and you just need to be able to monitor your own levels of warmth and what's going on with the current. So, yeah, it's something people should try, but be really careful.
Don't do it alone. I would be the first thing I would recommend,
yeah,
obviously.
Absolutely. You want to be out there with people who know what they're doing. You want to learn from people who know more than you. And anytime you think, hey, I got this, I know what I'm doing, check yourself. You're going to get yourself in trouble. I mean, we were out 2-3 weeks ago, and there was 15-foot waves. I mean, 15-foot faces, sometimes, you know, over a full story of a house high, and you're all the way out in Middle Bay out by Presque Isle, and you can get yourself in trouble.
It sounds dangerous. It is dangerous. Let's talk a little bit about the gear.
Yeah,
as
absolutely.
Well. Obviously, you're wearing dry suits in that kind of weather.
Actually, not. We're,
really?
We're wearing 5.5 mil wetsuits, and
wow.
Everybody's got something different. 5.5 mil wetsuit, usually with 7 mil gloves and booties on. And, you know, the water's usually warmer than the air is. So,
yeah, you're looking at 33, 34 degree water a lot of times.
Yeah. In the harsh winter, absolutely. Like, I've been out in the water when the water itself is like frosting over and starting
wow.
to slush up. But most of the time, the water's like 36 to 45. And it's like, okay, you can spend a few hours in that as long as you're active. So long as you have a good wetsuit. You don't mm-hmm. have a good wetsuit, you've got one with tears in it, you get cold really quick.
Okay, so let's talk about the board differences between, say, surfing in California or Hawaii and here.
So really, the few big differences that you're looking at, you need a bigger board with more volume here because the lack of salt makes the water less buoyant,
mm-hmm.
so you don't float nearly as easily. Usually, the waves don't stand up as big and as steep as they do out in the ocean, so you need something that can catch waves a whole lot easier, and that's usually a quieter volume. You know,
okay.
A longer board, a 9-foot board, 10-foot board to start with, you know, 3 inches thick, something that floats. You're not going to turn it really well, but you'll at least be able to start catching
some waves. Yeah, you're not going to carve the face of a wave up too easily, huh?
Right, yeah. Most people that are learning, you know, when you go out, you're going to be in like knee-high waves or waist-high waves, and those waves are hard to catch without a lot of volume.
So let's talk about your longest ride, because I hear a lot of surfers tell me, you know, in Lake Superior, you really should be hoping for like 7 to 10 seconds.
Yeah, the period between waves is usually 5 seconds to 10 seconds between waves, and that kind of dictates a little bit how long of a ride you'll get. But if you catch a good one out at like Presque Isle, where you see people out all the time, if you catch a really good one, you can ride for 300 yards.
Wow.
I mean, it's a full like 40-second, 50-second ride. And there's a few spots around the lakes that you can catch that.
Now, we're not going to talk about any secret spots here, but there are other breaks around Lake Superior if you know what to look for.
Absolutely.
You can find long rides like that.
Yeah, there's dozens. Presque Isle is actually a really great spot for really long rides. Presque Isle is one of the absolute best because it's easy access, it's easy to get to. You can walk out the road, jump in, and go for a ways. But there's dozens of spots depending on how far you're willing to drive.
Jason Snyder, Lake Superior surfer, I really appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
This is The Outdoor Show.